Megan McHenry is finishing up a pediatric research fellowship here at Indiana University and will be joining the pediatric infectious disease and global health faculty in October. She's been traveling to Kenya intermittently over the last 6.5 years during her medical school, pediatrics residency, and fellowship training, and is the North American Secretary for AMPAV's Pediatric Research Working Group. Her husband, Adam, also went to Eldoret during his 4th year at medical school, and they hope to take their 2 young sons there in the near future. Her story is titled, Greatness Lies in You.
So during a recent trip to Kenya, I got really into the musical Hamilton, like really into the musical. And after I memorized the cast album, I started listening to interviews with its creator, Lin-Manuel Miranda. And in one of his interviews, he said something really interesting. He said, when great people cross your path, it forces you to reckon with what you're doing with your life. And of course, he was talking about Alexander Hamilton. But since I was in Kenya, my mind immediately goes to Joe and Sarah Ellen Mamlin, Bob Einhurst, Jim Lemons, and these like pillars of greatness. And then when I start to reckon with what I'm doing with my life, it makes me feel overwhelmed and pretty inadequate, because there's no way that I could be as smart or compassionate or forward-thinking as they are. But then I thought for a few moments more, and then I realized the dozens and dozens and dozens of people that I encounter whenever I'm in Kenya or working with people at AMPATH, that I've watched the actions that they do, how they treat other people, and they've really made a big impact on how I live my life. And so I wanted to share 2 of the stories with you from my first trip to Kenya in medical school. So as a 4th year medical student, I knew I was going to go into pediatrics. And so the Orphans and Vulnerable Children's program was particularly interesting to me. So I asked Elizabeth Chester to take me down one day with her, and we drove down into the Rift Valley. And the first house that we went to was just a single room. It was made of mud, the hut was. And there was a single mother there who was caring for multiple school-age children. And so she had requested of Elizabeth to have a sleeping mat because one of her children were sleeping on the floor. And I thought, oh, this is so easy. Mats are inexpensive. I brought money with me. I could just give her money for a mat right now, and then we could help her. And when I turned to Elizabeth to give her my idea, she looked very stern, and she was talking to the mom in Swahili. I didn't understand. But after a while, she turned to me and said that this mother was receiving resources from the OVC, including school fees for her children, but the children weren't attending school regularly. So she had spent time talking to the mom, figuring out what the barriers were for the children to go to school, how they could get around them, and they made a deal that if the children were going to school consistently, that she would bring by sleeping mats for them. And this is the first time I had ever thought of help in this way. My traditional view of help is just if someone has a need, you address it. Like if they're hungry, you feed them. If they're naked, you clothe them. And this was different, and I wasn't quite sure what to think of it at the moment. And the next family that we went to was a pair of grandparents that were taking care of their grandchild. And it was clear that they loved him very much. But they were also ashamed of caring for him because he was HIV infected and abandoned by his parents. And they were too embarrassed to take him to clinic, so he wasn't receiving any care. So Elizabeth talked to their family for a long time. And again, I didn't know what they were saying, but I could understand their body language. And it was initially very tense. And both sides were a little bit angry. But then... slowly by slowly, poli, you could see that, you know, Elizabeth softened, the grandparents softened, and eventually the grandfather said that he wanted to take care of the child. And he actually took the child to the AMPATH clinic that day while we were there. And it was after that moment that I realized Elizabeth's greatness, and that she took the time to really get to know the families that she was working with, to understand their struggles, to be able to think in the future to maybe meet their goals in the long term and not just meet what they need at the moment. And so from that instance and working with her, it really changed my view of what help is, and it changed what I do in Kenya and then also how I help at home. So, and that was just for one afternoon that I spent with her, but it doesn't take an afternoon. The second story I wanted to share is of a 6th year Kenyan medical student named Joseph Masharia. It was about a week or two into our clinical rotation, and the other IU students and I really hadn't made any Kenyan friends yet. And it made me feel bad, and I kind of isolated while I was there. And one day when we were walking from the hospital back to the hostels, there was just a downpour, like a soaky to the bone kind of downpour. And we must have looked very pathetic whenever we were walking up the steps to the hostel, because Mash, or Joseph, had yelled out his window for us to come to his room. And normally I'm like very hesitant about going to strangers' rooms, but he was the first Kenyan student that actually had addressed us directly, so I felt like we had to go. So we dried off and went to his room, and he had hot tea and biscuits waiting for us. And we just sat down and chatted with him. We talked about our experiences in the exchange. He explained that the students were taking exams and they were very stressed. And that was probably why they hadn't really reached out to us yet. He told us about his experiences the prior year going to Sweden during his exchange, and it was wonderful. And we weren't there for more than an hour, but I felt like my time in Kenya had already changed. I felt much more at home and welcomed. And then the other Kenyan students must have noticed that he talked to us, because they also opened up and were more inviting and engaging with us while we were there. And so just that little bit of time that probably didn't mean that much to Mash, he probably was just like, felt sorry for us and wanted to extend a welcoming hand, but it changed us during that rotation. It changed the students that got to watch his actions, and it changed the way that I interact with the Kenyan students and then the pediatric registrars that come over. It makes me much more forceful about making them be engaged and making sure that they feel welcome. And it was just from just an hour of his time that he spent with us. And so, in summary, as the great General George Washington had once said in the musical Hamilton, that greatness lies in you, and it lies in all of us, and it doesn't have to be this huge lifelong achievement or this huge inspiring thing that is greatness. It could just be the things you do day to day, how you treat other people, and how you might inspire other people to reckon with what they're doing with your life. And the people at Ampath really did that for me, and I'm so grateful for that. So thank you.